Alrighty. Hi guys, it's Widow. So I just kind of realized I haven't recorded like a Audio Candy weekly questionnaire thing in a while, much less done anything on my own, like recording wise, in a while. And I thought I should remedy that. So you guys are stuck hearing me answer questions about myself for the next however many minutes. So Baker's Dozen Questionnaire. 13 questions. Question number one. Oh, I'm probably not going to edit this, by the way. So, sorry for weirdness and or rambling and or stuttering and or any airplane noises you might hear, because I'm close to an airport. Okay, question number one. Is there anybody you just wish would fall off the planet? See, I feel bad because everybody else I listen to is like, no, because that would be horrible and mean and awful. And I'm like, yep, I do. I have people I actually personally know, or people that my friends actually personally know, that I'm like, if you die, I won't be sad. And the reason I said, like, I wish it would fall off the planet is because if they, like, died, like, I don't know, like, if someone murdered them, or if it said, like, would you murder them? No, I wouldn't murder them, because then I'd go to prison, and I don't have any interest in going to prison. But if they just die and fall off the planet and disappear, then yeah, I'm okay with that. Go away, disappear, don't let me deal with you anymore, and you're no longer a problem to me or anybody else in your life, because you're such a miserable, horrible, terrible human being that nobody should have to deal with you. So, no. Yes, I wish there were people that would fall off the planet. This is gonna be fun. Question number two. Name one thing you worry about running out of. I'm pull a zero and say fuck one thing. I do worry about running out of motivation. I don't know how to explain it. I just get really, if I can't get myself, I don't have motivation sometimes. Getting out of bed is sometimes the hardest thing in the face of the planet. And I mean that, in a real, sometimes I cannot make myself get out of bed. And so my bladder is just, angry, yelling at me, get the fuck out of bed, bitch. And I'm like, okay, fine. And even then, it's still hard. The other thing, I guess, would be, my humanity in the way of empathy. I am a very loving, empathetic, person, I think, not to toot my own horn, I guess. But I'm also, I have a light switch, so to speak, on that, in the way of, if I don't want to feel anything, I don't. And I guess I'm afraid that someday that light switch is going to get stuck in the off position. So, yeah. What famous person do you or other people think you resemble? Especially with my hair braided, I get Raven Simone a lot. A whole fuck ton of a lot. With my afro, I don't get as much of Raven Simone, I don't think, but, I still got her sometimes. Between mannerisms and looks, same being said for, my hair, yeah. What's your favorite pizza topping? I don't know. I like meatball pies. Oh, God. There comes my New York thing. I'm now going to school in New York. Before that, I was in Europe my whole entire life. So, New York has tainted me with their pieing instead of pizzaing. Do you crack your knuckles? In case you guys didn't hear me just doing it, the answer is yes. I'm sorry for anybody that hates that noise. I was listening to Cardlin's answers, and he just went and boom, boom. I was like, oh, God, no. And I was twitching and shaking and no, why? And then here I am popping my knuckles for you guys. So I'm sorry. Not really. Number six, what are your superpowers? I'm very empathetic in the way of, I've had people that I barely knew, in terms of, I haven't talked to them a lot yet. I could read them. I'd be oh, you're like this, or you're like that, or people would be very good at fooling other people in the I'm fine area, and I'd be not bullshit, what's up? So I guess reading people would be my superpower. At the same time, I'm bad at it. If someone has a crush on me, or someone's mad at me, okay, not mad at me, I think everyone's mad at me all the time, and everyone hates me all the time, But when people are upset or extremely happy or they're hiding something, I tend to be able to tell. What's your most annoying habit? I'm very insecure, and I think that everyone hates me. So I tend to get really paranoid about people giving me compliments or being nice to me because I think that they want something from me. And I think that they only are going to be so nice to me as long as they think I have something to offer them. So yeah, being cynical, I guess, of people and their intentions. Even when I get closer to them, it's still hard for me to accept compliments and shit. What's your best physical feature? I'm going to go with my lips. Because I could say my boobs or my ass, but I hate my boobs. Here's why. They're so big that they give me backaches. My butt, if I had my way, would be perkier. Same with my boobs. But after you become a certain boob size, like, your tits, okay? Guys, to the men out there that are ignorant-ass motherfuckers that think that they want a girl with big-ass tits and that they want them to be perky, that's not possible. Because once you get past a certain bra size, gravity's like, oh, hey, look, I'm down here. And your boobs are like, down where? And they follow gravity, trying to find it, and you can't bring them back up unless they're plastic, okay? The only way your woman's gonna have really huge, like, perky boobs is if they're plastic. Or silicone, or whatever the fuck they put in boobs to make them fake. So yeah, my favorite physical feature are probably my lips, because they're big and perky and gorgeous and full and a pretty color. Like, I love putting lip gloss on them, and I'm just like, and I look fabulous. What CD is closest to you right now? Question number 9. I don't actually have a CD close to me right now. I'm sorry. 10. What superstition do you believe practice? Strangely enough, having a faith, I feel like I shouldn't have superstitions in a way, or some people would argue, I guess, I have more superstitions, but the one superstition that I have that's, it's mine and I own it, is that, like, when you say something like, oh, it's not raining, or something like that, or, oh my goodness, I hope it doesn't rain, and then you knock on wood. So my superstition is the knocking on wood thing. Question number 11, would you rather be a fish or a bird? Everyone else said a bird, and I would agree with them, because, like everyone's answers have been, like, oh, you're freer, and, like, it's wonderful, and fish look, like, freaky and stuff, but what people are forgetting is that birds deal with airplanes, and the stupid little plastic thing, like, those plastic things that come off of, six-packs of cans of sodas and stuff, they get caught in that, packing peanuts, they choke on them, like, food, they die. Like, birds are, like the world is dangerous for birds, and if birds get stuck in oil or anything, like, their feathers get slick and they can't fly, so you're just fucked, and people keep birds as pets, and when they do, they clip their wings and shit, and just, no. So, I'm actually gonna trump this question, and fuck being a fish, I'm gonna be a mermaid, and I'm gonna swim to, like, the middle of the ocean where all the stupid humans can't get to me, and I'm just gonna chill out there. So, I'm gonna be a mermaid, because fuck normality. Question number 12. What do you do when no one is watching? I fix my boobs, because they get itchy, and they do things where, like, they cling to each other. And I'm like, no, goddammit, fix it! So I fix my boobs. Question number 13. Have you found anything recently that you had lost for a long time? Yes, within the last... within the last 2 weeks to a month, I found a diary that I had kept and, like, written in, god damn it, when I was sophomore year of high school, so about, like, 16. And finding it was amazing and difficult at the same time, because I went through a lot of shit when I was 16. There were some emotions in there that I was like, oh shit. And there were, like, pictures and, like, printouts of conversations and, like, pictures of things. Like, it was intense, and there were a lot of emotions, and it was kind of hard but amazing seeing it again. So yeah, that's the end of that. Yeah, okay. Well, thanks guys for listening, if you listened all the way through, and let's see how next week's questionnaire goes. Okay, bye-bye.